is, but it's Shirai Tzichi Shuma. So if Yosef holds that Shirai Tzichi Shuma, that if someone's Mekadesh an Isha with Shavu Kesef, you have to be Shom that Kesef. You have to have an evaluation. And he brings two rayas to his position. So we discussed his first raya at great length from Eved Ivri. And then he brings a raya from Pidyon HaBen. That's what we talked about last time. That the Braisa says, Egel Zeh L'Pidyon B'ni, Talah Zeh L'Pidyon B'ni, Lo Amaklum. But Egel Zeh B'Chamish Shloim L'Pidyon B'ni, Talah Zeh B'Chamish Shloim L'Pidyon B'ni B'no Podu. So it sounds like there's a distinction between whether there is a Shuma or whether there isn't a Shuma. The Havamina is that the Sefer is talking about whether there is a Shuma. Egel Zeh B'Chamish Shloim means that there actually was a Shuma, and the Reish is talking about whether there wasn't a Shuma. It wasn't a Shuma. He claims that it's worth Chamish Shloim. And he wants it to go for Pidyon HaBen. So it sounds like that doesn't work. Lo amaklum. Sounds like Shiroi Tzvichi Shuma. That Shavu Kesef requires Shuma. If it needs a Shuma for Pidyon HaBen, it should need a Shuma for Kiddush Nisla. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood what the Braisa is talking about. That really the Braisa, the safe of the Braisa, when it says, Egel Zeh B'Chamish Shlom L'Pidyon B'ni, it doesn't mean that there was a Shuma. Really, we're talking about a situation where the thing was not worth Chamish Shlom. But we're talking to the Kovil Kohen Ilaveda. The Kohen said, Ladidi Shavali. He said, this is worth to me Chamish Shlom, even though it really isn't. That's why in the Sefer it works. In the Reisha, he didn't say Ladidi Shavali, so that's why it doesn't work. That's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer, not a chiluk of whether you need a Shuma or you don't need a Shuma, but rather whether he said Ladidi Shavali or he didn't say Ladidi Shavali. So this is a major yesod that the Gemara sets forth for us, that if the Kohen says Ladidi Shavali, if he says that this item which is not worth Chamish Shloim to me is worth Chamish Shloim, that works for Pidyon HaBen. And then the Gemara adds a caveat. Rav Ashi adds that Lo Amar Nela Kigon Rav Kana De Gavir Abahu Umiboy Le Sudra Reshe Avakuli Amalo. Rav Kana was a Gavir Rabba. He needs a Sudra. We're talking about Egel Zeh L'Pidyon B'ni, Tala Zeh L'Pidyon B'ni. Rav Kana was Makabel Ilave, he said, Ladidi Shavali, Shokil Sudra, Sakhtar Vashi, Fayagava Rabba, who needs a Sudra, Reshe, so then Ladidi Shavali works with Bakuli Amalo. Kihad the Mabra Vashi, Zavan Sudra, may he made the Rabba Mikovi, Shavi Asura Betlaista. So we see that Fayagava Rabba, he needs a Sudra, he was willing to pay a lot of money for it, so Ladidi Shavali works over there. What does the Gemara say that something special about a Gava Rabba and a Sudra? Is it something special about the Gavir Rabba, or is it something special about the Sudra? That's a big machlokes Rishonim. Rashi writes, what's special over here? The Gavir Rabba, who v'lo ozel begili harosh. Rav Kana was a Gavir Rabba, he wouldn't go begili harosh, he'd always have a Sudra on his head, so that's why Ladidi Shavali works for him. And that's what the Riyaz Zokin says as well. What does the Riyaz Zokin say? Miboyle Sudra. V'chainami egel v'talis l'chol adam, sh'ari l'chol adam ain't tzorech, ha'vel talis ain't tzorech l'chol adam. V'matzi l'meymar l'vidi shavali el midovishu tzorech lo. Sh'pamim sh'adam kone osam yosem mishavien mitnetzar. The whole idea of l'vidi shavali is that if it's worth something to you, so then you can say that even though factually, the market value of the item is not what it has to be. It's not Chamish Shloim. You can say, Ladidi Shavali, for me, it's considered Chamish Shloim. So if you're talking about an item that Shai B'nai Adam would say, Ladidi Shavali, Shai B'nai Adam Ataka could be worth something. They have a Tzorech, and therefore even something that, technically speaking, based on market value, the price is not Chamish Shloim. So then for them, also Ladidi Shavali should work. Rav Kana was a Gavir Rabba. A Gavir Rabba needs a Sudar. He wears a Sudar. He wears a scarf. He wears a Hamburg. He wears a hat. Whatever he wears, right? He needs that. So for him, Ladidi Shavali makes sense by Sudar. But for others, Ladidi Shavali will work by other items. Zokta Riyazokhi. That Lachor is working with the Rashi. That the Yesod here, what's special is that the Sudar, that the Gavir Rabba is not going to be Yotze Begili Rosh. So Ladidi Shavali will work for a Suda, but that doesn't mean Ladidi Shavali doesn't work for other people. If they have something that's a tzara for them, they can say Ladidi Shavali for that item as well. And this is what the Ran expands on a little bit more, and he brings a raya from the sugi itself. The Ran agrees to the Riyazokin interaction. He brings a raya. What does he say? The nearer the huadin l'mishadakol l'hisiyakar ve'ezachayfet shenosin l'f'omin domim halolu. Someone who's darkol l'hisiyakar, that means he pays more. Yokar. Right? Yokar means it's expensive, right? It's you pay more. It's choshev. So if something is more, is choshev for a person that is willing to pay more, so then l'didi shavli will work even for him. What does the Gemara say? The Braisa talks about two cases. Egel is elipidium b'ni, and Tala is elipidium b'ni. Egel is not a Suda. So if Ladidu Shavli only works by a Suda and a Gavar Rabba, so how can Egel's elipidium b'ni work? Right? The Seifa of the Braisa, Maskala, the Gemara said, the Seifa of the Braisa is talking about what case? Not where there's a Shuma of B'chamish Shlam, but he said Ladidu Shavli Chamish Shlam. So if you hold Ladidu Shavli works only by a Suda, so then I understand Talis. But how do you see Ladidi Shavli should work by an Egel? Must be that if Darko Lehisyake, if a person has a Tzorech for the item in question, then he can say Ladidi Shavli, even though he's not a Gavir Rabba. It's not a Din of Gavir Rabba. It's a Din in having a Tzorech in the item. That if he doesn't have a Tzorech, then obviously the statement Ladidi Shavli makes no sense. If it's just a Harama Ba'alma, that he's saying it's worth it to me, but it's really not worth it, so then that's not going to work. That's what one school of thought in the Rishon. Rashba disagrees. Rashba says Ladidi Shavli works exclusively by a Gavir Rabba. It's special by a Gavir Rabba. How so? Mashma yehocha de kulei alma dafka behesh loyim al b'shaviyah mamash. Aval Rav Kana de Gavir Rabba hu v'domalo hu di yecholim loma Ladidi Shavli lefi shadakam shal v'dolim lehisyakim v'mashayim tzrichim lo. V'kibika omak yehod de mar b'ravashi zavin sudra me'imeid the Rav of Mikuvi Shavi Asar Betleisa. Mar Bravashi was a Gavir Rabba. The Gemara is bringing a raya that Ladidi Shavli works by a Gavir Rabba, because Gavir Rabba darko lehisyaker. Rashba assumes that a Gavir Rabba is willing to pay more for something. Regular people, he says, are not willing to pay more for something. At least, I guess, in the time of the Gemara. The Gavir Rabba darko lehisyaker. If he needs something, then he's willing to pay more. For other individuals, even though they need it, they don't have as much money, so maybe they would not be willing to pay more. So when the Gemara distinguishes between Gavir Rabba and Barley Sudra Areshe, it doesn't mean to say that Suda for a Gavir Rabba, but who are the Nami other things for other people. No, it means Davka Suda for a Gavir Rabba, because it's a Din in Gavir Rabba's up there, Rashba. But Didi Shavli works Davka by a Gavir Rabba, because it's normal for a Gavir Rabba to pay a little bit extra for something that he needs. But the Rashba seems to assume that regular people wouldn't do this. They don't have as much money, so they wouldn't be willing to pay more. The Didi Shavli only works if you're willing to pay more. So for regular people, it's not going to work. That's how the Rashba understands the Gemara. Comes the Rambam. And the Rambam is not machalik between Gavir Rabba as opposed to regular people. But he doesn't mention Suda. It's like a little interesting. The Rambam doesn't say enough for us, so we're not exactly sure what the Rambam means. Rambam says, "Nasan lo kli she'eno shava b'shul keislaim, v'kiblo akoyim b'heislaim, haribin opodim." You give a kli to the kohen that's not shava heislaim. Kohen accepts it and he says, "Ladidi shavali, b'no podim." Gavir Rabba, Shai b'nei Adam. Well, what are we talking about over here? The Rambam doesn't distinguish, doesn't explain, doesn't say darko lehisyaker. It's not really clear what the Rambam holds. So what could the Rambam hold? He could hold, like those Rishonim, like Rov Rishonim, that there's no chilu between Gavir Rabba as opposed to regular people. Ladidi Shavli works by everyone, as long as you have a kli, a chayfetz, that darko lehisyaker, that you pay more for. Maybe it's a tzorech for you. That's what the Rambam could hold. He could hold like the Riyah Zokin and like Rashi and the Ram. That's how the Rashba understood the Rambam. Quotes the Rambam, Abul Harambam Kosov Kokon Yocholoma Ladidi Shavali, the Efshaloma Daha, the Amar Ravashi Lo Amran El Ravkana, the Talis Dafka Kamar, Shane Darko Shovane Adam Lehis Yakabo, El Talmir Hachamim Shane Hokam, the Gili Harosh Kla. Abul Shad Van Kola Adam Shavan, Akol Omim Ladidi Shavali, the Efshadahakan who Bankan Haram Shoklu. Rashba says maybe the Rambam just goes like Rovi Shodan, that the statement Ladidi Shavali can apply to everyone, not only to a Gavir Rabba, but even to a Shad B'nei Adam. It's all a function of whether Darko Lehisyaker. would you be willing to pay more for the item if you have a tzarek for it? So that's why the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Gavra Rab as opposed to regular people. The Bibi Shabbali can work for everyone as long as you have a tzarek for it and you're willing to pay more. So you could fit the Rambam into the first school of thought, to the Riyazokin, the Rashi and the Rambam. But comes the Gaon in the Hagol Sagra and the Gemara, and he says that the Girsa that the Bahag and the Rambam had was different than the other Rishonim, that the Rambam had a third sheet over here. What does the Gaon say? The Gaon Rav Kana de Gavra Rabahu. Nichta b'tzido v'yada l'mechule avokule amalo. The Gra says that the Rambam didn't have the Girsa of Suda. Rambam didn't have the Girsa that we boil a Sudra Aresha. Because the key is here is not the Suda, it's not the Gavra Rabba and the Suda. What is it? It's the Gavra Rabba himself. The Didi Shavali works by Gavra Rabba because Yoda l'mechule. What does it mean Yoda l'mechule? What does Mechila have to do with Pidgin Aben? So it says the Gaon, Mefarshim le'ini she'ein bo mishum o no'o. Lo omron ela begavra rabba zok the Gaon, the Rambam understood that this caveat is not referring to the Pidgin Aben itself. To say Ladidi Shavali, that's not limited to a Gavra Rabba. Anyone can say Ladidi Shavali and accept something as a Pidgin Aben. B'chamesh Slan. That's not the issue. The problem is if it's at least a shtus or more, less than what it's supposed to be worth. Right? You're supposed to give chamesh sloyim. Let's say it's only worth 3 sloyim. Right? That's much more than a six. It's almost a half. So even if Ladidi Shavali can work to say that it's a pidgin aben, if you gave chamesh sloyim, but oh no, b'shtus is nikna mekach, but it's matzir oh no, right? There are 3 levels to dinei oh no. Less than a shtus, pochos mishtus, less than a sixth different, mechila. That's mochel, there's no need to return. Shtus, kono umachzer ona. If it's a sixth, that's a little bit more, you gotta return the ona. There's a chiyuv chazar. And yes, a mishtus is batul mekach. But certainly, you gotta return the extra. Batul mekach. Zok the Gemara, if the person is a Gavra Rabba, Yoda l'machule, then he knows to be mochel, so then even if it's a shtus, or yes, a mishtus, it'll work, because then there is a mechila. For Stam ben Adam, even if he's willing to accept it for more, but the problem is, he doesn't know that he has to be mochel, the chi of chazara. So that's the problem. It's not the pidyon aben. L'didi Shavali works for anyone in terms of the pidyon aben. That's not an issue. The problem is, if he doesn't know to be mochel, so then there's a chiyuv to be machzir, there's a chiyuv to pay the extra. Just like there's a chiyuv to be machzir if you overcharge, there's a chiyuv to pay extra if you undercharge. So if you give for pidyon aben only something that's worth 2 sloim, the Didi Shavali might say that I treat it as if it's chamesh sloim. But how can he know that he has to be mochel, the chiyuv, to give the extra? Forget about whether it works for a pidyon. It's treated as if he gave the chamesh sloyim. But there should still be a chiyuv to give the extra, because if he's not mochel the extra, even though he considers it that value, but if he wasn't actually mochel, belave, not receiving the rest, so then there's a chiyuv. Because there's a chiyuv piron achov. There's a chiyuv in pidyon aben of piron achov. So if he's not mochel the rest, even though he says, I consider it as if it's chamesh sloyim, but if he's not mochel the rest, maybe it shouldn't work. Mashmalon, if he's a Gavra Rabba, he knows to be mochel, and that's why it's going to work for Pidyon Aben. It's an interesting pshat that the Gaon has in the Rambam. That the chilek between Gavra Rabba as opposed to other people is not a chilek in Pidyon Aben, it's a chilek in mechila, right? That it shouldn't be onah, that you shouldn't have to pay the rest. Interesting. Questions? Yeah, Ellie.
According to the first 2 weeks, Rashi and
Rajabam.
They're assuming that taking less money is the same as giving more money. So that might not necessarily be true. I mean, if I need something, so I'll pay more for it. If someone's going to give me something, I won't necessarily take it for less value. They're assuming that accepting less money is the same as giving more money. That might not be true. Maybe the Rambam.
I hear what you're saying, but on the other hand, you can say that as long as the person considers it worth You know, if he normally would give more money, so then if he says Levidi Shavali in accepting the item, that makes sense. It's not a harama, because he really would be willing to give more money for the item. So maybe Itaka might be worth more for him. So maybe Itaka would make sense that he would accept it, even though he's not actually giving the money. The Ran has a very interesting suffix in this Gemara, a world-famous suffix. In the Hemshech of that piece in the Ran that we read. Zop the Ran, and we call Mokom Ani Mestapik, and Mekadesh, and Dovashin of Shavah Pruta, and Matzi Omril, Ledidi Shavah. Can woman say Ledidi Shavali if he's Mekadesh of Apochot Shavah Pruta? The Epshah, the Kavan, below Shavah Midi, Lav Kolei Men, Alosis, Lav Torah's Tessa. Maybe because it's not Shavah Pruta, she can't say Ledidi Shavali to give it a Torah's Kessa. Racha Shaini, the Kavan, the Vade, Mamona, who Kiyama, Ledidi Shavali, Mahani. Maybe Ledidi Shavali works by Fidin Aben because it is worth some mammon, it's just not worth Chamesh Shlon. So the statement Ledidi Shavali raises it to Chamesh Shlon, to a value of Chamesh Shlon. But maybe Ledidi Shavali would not work if something is Prophet Shavah Pruta and the woman says it's okay, I still accept it. It doesn't work to make it Choshev into a Pruta. A Safik in the Ran, yes.
Is the Ran asking what the Rabbaz asked about the Makabel, or is he asking something different? The Rabbaz said,
the Ran,
it's worth that to her.
No, the Ran is saying, even if we go bust a Makabel, but maybe Ledidi Shavali doesn't work to change Prophet Shavah Pruta into a Pruta. Okay? It has to be Shavah Pruta for her. So can she say Ledidi Shavali in order to transform a Pachol Shavah Pruta into a Pruta? That's the subject of the Ran.
But by the Isuri Anah, for everyone it's less than Shavah Pruta. It's completely
and for her, a Chola, it is a Shavah Pruta. The question is, what's the subject of the Ran? Does Ledidi Shavali work by Pachol Shavah Pruta to turn it into a Pruta? What's the subject in the Ran? So the Ran alludes to what he's saying. He alludes to what the suffix is. Pachos Meshavah Pruta, the Ran says, might not have a Taras Kesef. So can Ledidi Shavali give something a Taras Kesef? Or can it only work by Pidin Aben, where it's worth a Pruta, it's just not worth Chamesh Shlam? What's the Ran saying? Chara, the Ran is saying, Ledidi Shavali perhaps might only work to give a sheer mamon to something. Something is a Torah's test, if it is a Pruta, so then Ledidi Shavali perhaps can help. If it's Pachos Mishir Chamesh Shloim, Ledidi Shavali can make it the right Shir. It can't give a Torah's Mama to something that doesn't have a Torah's Mama. There's something that already has a Torah's Mama, Ledidi Shavali can give it a Shir Mama. Or should I say no? Maybe it can even give a Torah's Mama to something that's Pachos Shar Pruta that doesn't even have a Torah's Mama either. So I think Lechora the Ran is working with Tosfos on Daf Gimel. Now we keep on coming back to this. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Gimel by Chalipin. Why is Chalipin not nicknames with Pachas Shavah Pruta? Tosfos holds that it's a din that Pachas Shavah Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamon. Rashi says it's not that Pachas Shavah Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamon. It's what? It's a Dinai Hula. She doesn't have Smichas Das. She doesn't want to be Mitzkadesh with Pachas Shavah Pruta. It's not that it doesn't have a Taras Mamon. It really does have a Taras Mamon. But it's a Ganai for her. Who's the Ran working with? I think the Ran is working with Tosfos. That Pachos Shavah Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamon. So that's the subject of the Ran. Do you say Ledidi Shavali can give something a Taras Mamon? Or do we say no, it can only give it a Shir Mamon? If it already is a Shavah Pruta, then it can give it a Shir Mamon of Chamesh Shloim. According to Rashi, Lechora, this is not a Shaila. Rashi holds that Pachos Shavah Pruta does have a Taras Mamon. It's just lacking in Shir to some extent, right? For Kiddushin. The woman doesn't have Smichas Das. So Lechora, Ledidi Shavali would say that she does have Smichas Das. Right? If she doesn't say Ledidi Shavali, if it's just Pachos Shavah Pruta, and we don't know if she has a Smichas Das, so Pashup Shad is she doesn't have Smichas Das with Pachos Shavah Pruta. She says Ledidi Shavali, so then she's declaring that she has a Smichas Das, that for her it's worth a Pruta. It's not that it doesn't have a Taras Mamon and now Ledidi Shavali is given it a Taras Mamon. It has a Taras Mamon in Pachos Shavah Pruta according to Rashi. It's just it's missing in the Shia because she doesn't have Smichas Das in Pachos Shavah Pruta. Ledidi Shavali would express the Smichas Das that we need from the woman. So Lechora, this subject of the Ram wouldn't apply according to Rashi. Ledidi Shavali, Lechora certainly should work. According to Tosis, then you can pilpul because Pachos Shavah Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamon. So that's the Shaila. So did they shovelly give something a Taras Mamon, or can only give a Taras Mamon a Shir Mamon? That's Lechora, the suffix in the Ran. Okay. Yeah?
Didn't we explain the Rav Shita back in the sugya on Chalipa and Adav Gimel, that he holds that Chalipa is mitam kesef, but it's not Bichlal Kiika. Doesn't that not sound like a ring of time?
The round there is explaining Rashi, right? So that's the round sheet that you're saying. That's Aleph and Aleph in the Rif. So the round at first explains like Rashi, right? Yes. I hear. It's good cash, Isaac. I'm not sure. It seems strange. And if he explains like Rashi, then it sounds like Prabhupada Sharaputta does have a Torah from us, so what's his suffix over here? I have to think about it. But they go before it. Not push it. It's a good time. So what is the Gemara saying? Daf Ches. Rav Chana says Ladidi Shavali, he accepts the Sudar Ke'ilu et Chamish Sloim, yeah? Is Rav Chana a Kohen? Who's he accepting the Sudar for Pidyon HaBen? That's Tosis's point. Mashma Hachad Rav Chana Haya Kohen. It sounds like Rav Chana was a Kohen. Rav Chana. Really, I mean, his name sounds like he should have been a Kohen. But the Tema Fractaris is the Besofe Lo over in Mashma Lo Haya Kohen. The Ka'amari Lav Dinasidi Kahanta Lo Galoi. Chana had to leave Bavel, so he says, I wouldn't have had to go into Golos to leave Bavel if not for the fact that I married a Kahanta, a Bas Kohen. I married a Bas Kohen, so therefore, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Kohen, I wouldn't have gone into Golos. I married a Bas Kohen, I went into Golos. It's not clear exactly what he means, but the point is, he married a Bas Kohen. It sounds like he wasn't a Kohen. He himself was not a Kohen. He was Nesivi Kahanta, he married a Bas Kohen. So what's he taking a Suda for Pidyon HaBen if he's not a Kohen? The Yeshlomah says Tosis the tray of Kana Havel. Maybe there were two. One was a Kohen, one was not. So this of Kana took the Sudar as Pidyon HaBen. Inami Yeshlomah, and the Bishvil Ishto Hayalokaya. Kida Ashikam of Parakazroa, Rav Kana Ocho Bishvil Ishto. Maybe Rav Kana Taka wasn't a Kohen, but he took the Pidyon HaBen for his wife who was a Bas Kohen. Just like the Gemara Chulin said, Rav Kana ate Zroa Lechaya in the Keva Bishvil Ishto. Zro lechayim v'keva is one of the matnas kuhuna on chulin, behemus of chulin, behemus of kachim shlomim. You give the chaza the shok, the chaza and the shok to the kohen. By chulin, you give zro lechayim in the keva. Rav Chulin says that Rav Chana ate the zro lechayim v'keva bishvil ishto. So you see that the baal of a bas kohen, she's not an ashes kohen. The baal of a bas kohen can get matnas kuhuna. So if the Baal of a Bas Kohen can get this Zerah L'chayim v'keva, Mistama should be able to take the Pidyon HaBen as well. This is the second day in Tosis. Tosis is not sure. Right? He's not sure. His first answer is, yeah, Rav Chana Taka was a Kohen. There are two Rav Chanas. But the second parent says, no, Hitaka wasn't a Kohen, but he took the Pidyon HaBen Bishvil Ishto. Just like he ate this Zerah L'chayim v'keva Bishvil Ishto, he took the Pidyon HaBen Bishvil Ishto. Comes the Rambam in Ilchas Bikurim in Perak Aleph, and he says that can't be. Right? The Rambam obviously is going with the first Paris and Tosis. What does the Rambam say in Ilchas Bikurim? Perak Aleph Halacha Yud. V'chein pidyon HaBen lezichrei kohuna shekein nemer bo v'nasata hakesef la'aron ulevonav. Pasuk says la'aron ulevonav. Sounds like dafka to Kohanim and B'nai Kohanim, not to a Bas Kohen. Sounds like the Pidyon HaBen is only given to a Ben Kohen, not to a Bas Kohen. Says Dr. Rambam, you can't give Pidyon HaBen to a Nekeva, to a Bas Kohen, only to Zichrei Kohuna. Rav Chana must have been a Kohen, because if not, he wouldn't have gotten the Pidyon HaBen. According to the Rambam, that's what it sounds like. What is the Rambam referring to? Chori, he's referring to the Gemara in Chulin. That Gemara that Tosus quotes. Rav Chana was Ochel Bishvil Ishto. But earlier in the Gemara, there's a discussion which halachas of a coin apply to a bas coin. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis in Chulin says Ula havayod matanta lekahanta. Ula would give matanta, he'd give matnas kuna, he'd give the zroah l'chayim v'keva to a kahanta, to a bas coin. Esvei Rava leUla. So Rava asked Ula, Minchas kohenes necheles minchas kohen eina necheles. Pasuk says the whole minchas kohen kolil tiel lo se ochel, that the carbon mincha of a kohen is burned completely on the mizbeach, it's not eaten at all. Normally there's a chelek that's eaten for the kohen. Minchas kohen is different. The minchas kohen is kolil tiel. It's like an ola. It's brought completely on the mizbeach. So, in fact, Rava Teula, minchas kohenes necheles minchas kohen eina necheles. The Brisa says that there's a chiluk between minchas kohenes and minchas kohen, that a minchas kohenes is like a minchas Yisrael, it's necheles. It's only the mincha of a ben kohen that's not necheles. The iyam kohen v'afilu kohenes v'oksiv v'chol minchas kohen kolil siyel lo se'ochem. If you tell me kohen v'afilu kohenes, that every time the pasuk refers to a ben kohen, it means a bas kohen too. So how can you tell me that a minchas kohenes is going to be necheles? It shouldn't be necheles. It should have the same din as a minchas kohen. Malay, so he answered to him, Rebbe, mitunach, unclear exactly what that word means. It means I have an answer for you. Aaron ubana ksuvim beparsha. It says Aaron ubanav in the parsha of Minchas Kohen. So Aaron ubanav comes to exclude the nos Kohen, right? Abbas Kohen. So in the rule of Minchas Kohen, the Minchas Kohen is not going to be Nechal, but the Minchas Kohenes is going to be Nechal, because there it says Aaron Uvonav. So the Chor, that's what the Rambam is saying, that by Pidyon Aben it says Aaron Uvonav also. Where does it say Aaron Uvonav? It says Aaron Uvonav in Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar, when they have Pidyon Aben in the Midbar, Vinasata kesev la'aron ulevana piduyei ha'ofim bohem. Ta'aron uvana, you give the Pidyon Aben to Aaron uvana. So the Rambam assumes if it says Aaron uvana in the parasha, so then Pidyon Aben is similar to which halacha? Not similar to Zeror l'chayayim v'keima. It's similar to Minchas Kohen. Right? There are different halachas over here by a Kohen. Zeror l'chayayim v'keima is one of the matnas puna that goes to a Kohen. It doesn't say Aaron uvana in the parasha Zeror l'chayayim v'keima, so that you can give to a Bas Kohen too. Minchas Kohen, the fact that a Minchas Kohen is not Necheles, it's burnt on the Mizbeach, there it says Aaron Uvanov. So if it says Aaron Uvanov by Minchas Kohen, then Minchas Kohen is Eina Necheles, but Minchas Kohenes is going to be Necheles, because it comes to exclude Kohenes. Dr. Rambam by Pidyon Aben as well, if it says Aaron Uvanov in the Parsha, so it comes to exclude Kohenes. So from that we see that Pidyon Aben can only be given to a Ben Kohen, not to a Bas Kohen. That's the Rambam Shita. The question is how to answer Tosfos. Okay, Tosfos was mistopic. Right? Rav Kana was a Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen. But how do we understand the second Shita in Tosfos? Rav Kana really was not a Kohen. And yet, he took Pidyon Aben on behalf of his wife. Just like he ate Zeror l'chayayim v'keima on behalf of his wife, he ate Pidyon Aben on behalf of his wife. He took Pidyon Aben on behalf of his wife. It says, Aaron Uvanov in the Parsha, Aaron Uvanov should come to exclude Bas Kohen. So, Pidyon Aben is not like Zeror l'chayayim v'keima. So what's the raya from one to the other? Tosfos brings a raya from Zeror l'chayayim v'keima to Pidyon Aben. Aaron Uvanov, k'suvim b'parsha. So the Chasam Sofer in Yoredei and Simon Shin Aleph answers that there are actually two parshas of Pidyon Aben in the Torah. There's the parsha of Pidyon Aben in Bamidbar, that's Pidyon Bechorim in the Midbar. And then in Parshas Korach, it gives the halacha of Pidyon Aben to Doros. There's Pidyon Doros and there's Pidyon Midbar. Aaron Uvanov is only mentioned in Pidyon Midbar, not in Pidyon Doros. In Parshas Korach, it doesn't say Aaron Uvanov. Only in Parshas Bamidbar. By Pidyon Doros, it doesn't say Aaron Uvanov. What does it say? Uptuyovni ben chodesh tifte be'erichah kesev chamesh eshkolam shekel kodesh esrim geirahu. Doesn't say Aaron Uvanov in this parsha. So Zokta Chasim Sofer, Tosis will say that the Iker parsha of Pidyon Aben that we learn the halachas from is from Korach, that's Pidyon Doros. Pidyon Midbar. It is true that we learn Pidyon Doros and Pidyon Midbar. We learn certain halachas of Pidyon Doros and Pidyon Midbar. That is true. L'moshel, the Gemara in Bechoras and Afdalit learns that you don't have to be poed the B'nei Kohanim and B'nei Levim. Right? Only Yisraelim require Pidyon Aben. How do we know that? It doesn't say that in Parashas Korach. Maybe you have to be poda every ben, every child, every firstborn, every bechor. Right? Every bechor. Even if he's a Kohen, even if he's a ben Kohen. So Zok to Gemara in Bechoras and Avdalid, that since Torah in Parshas Bamidbar says that the Bnei Kohanim and the Bnei Levim didn't have to give the Chomesh Shloim, you see that Pidyon Aven doesn't include Bnei Kohanim and Bnei Levim, the Bechorim from the Kohanim and the Levim. So even though by Pidyon Doros it doesn't say, it doesn't mention this Prad, we learn Pidyon Doros and Pidyon Midbar. So there's no question there is a connection between the two. We do learn Pidyon Doros and Pidyon Midbar. Zok to Chasim Sofer, maybe regarding this Halacha, Tosis has one day here in Kiddushin that we shouldn't learn Pidyon Doros and Pidyon Midbar. Regarding this Halacha, that a Bas Kohen can get the pigeon, so there, even though it does say Aaron Avonov by Pigeon Midbar, we're not going to learn Pigeon Doris from Pigeon Midbar. It doesn't say Aaron Avonov by Pigeon Doris, so therefore we'll say that a Bas Kohen can taka get the pigeon out there. So that's what Tosa said. Rav Kana was not a Kohen in the second day, nevertheless he took Pigeon Aben on behalf of his wife, because it's like Zoro L'chayim Akevai. It says Aaron Avonov in the Parsha Pigeon Aben. No, only in the Parsha Pigeon Midbar, but not in the Parsha Pigeon Doros. And for this halacha, we're not going to learn Pigeon Doros and Pigeon Midbar. That's what the Chasim Sofer suggests. It's still difficult, though, because Rav Kana said L'didi Shavali, right? It wasn't just that he took Pigeon Aben on behalf of his wife, but he said, this is worth to me Chamesh Shloim. What gives him the right to say L'didi Shavli on behalf of his wife? What gives him the right to do that? It's one thing to accept the Pidyon Aben on behalf of his wife, but to say L'didi Shavli? It's not his chus to get the Pidyon Aben. It's his wife's chus. So she says L'didi Shavli, so Zayim et Mazel. But Rav Kana, how can he say L'didi Shavli on behalf of his wife? He could just take whatever she wants. Yeah. But that's only after she gets it. But to say L'didi Shavali means that he is speaking on behalf of his wife. It's not his chus to get the Pidyon Aben. So how can he say L'didi Shavali? It must be that she had a custom to say L'didi Shavali. She didn't care. So she would accept the Pidyon Aben even if it was worth less. So his statement, L'didi Shavali, is just interpreted as he's saying, look, I know my wife is gonna say L'didi Shavali, so I'm speaking on her behalf. But it's not that his statement is really what makes it Shavali. It's really the wife's statement. I mean, we treat it as if Beferis, she said L'didi Shavali. Because normally she would say that. So then we attribute Rav Kana's statement to his wife. But to say that he has his chus to say L'didi Shavali on behalf of his wife, that's very difficult. Because it's not his chus to get the Pidyon Aben in the first place. Yeah.
But unless she really means it in every case, you can't say that it's
kind of... I guess for the type of... For the Suddar, she would say L'didi Shavali. She would say L'didi Shavali. For the Suddar of Kana's L'didi Shavali is Ke'ilu, she said it, because we know that she's going to say it. Yeah.
I'm assuming the Suddar was intended for Rav Kana's wife, not for his wife. So
right, so she would say L'didi Shavali, because for her it's Shavu, he needs it, so she'll say L'didi Shavali so that he'll be able to get the Suddar.
Even though she has no need for it.
It doesn't matter. Right. She does have a need for it. Her husband's need is viewed as her need as well. I think so. One final point, and that is Tosis. Tosis on the Pres. Right, so the Gemara says L'didi Shavali works by a Gavra Rabba. So Frek Tosis, Avo Kuli Yama Lo. A Gavra Rabba, yes, but Kuli Yama No. Vim Tomar, my time at Lamahani, Migara Mimatana Nasla Azidama Le'el, Bishma Matana. Why should L'didi Shavali be any worse than Matana Nasla Azir? But you're giving a Matana. It's going back. And for Pidyon Aben, that does work. Right, Matana Manas Lahavzir works everywhere, even for Pidyon Aben, except, right, everywhere except Kiddushin, even for Pidyon Aben and for Mecha. Why should L'didi Shavali be any worse than taking a Matana Manas Lahavzir for Pidyon Aben? That's Tosis Kash. The Yeshlomo says Tosis, the Inachanami, the Migregar. No, it really is worse. The Hosam, Ikadavar Choshev, Davi Matan, Ava Bishinasana Manas Lahavzir. Hacha Gabi Pidyon, Lo ha yeshava also suda chamesh loy. Umetchilak shenasan lo yotzi yedei nesina. Zog Tosus, L'didi Shavali is taka worse than matan manas la'asa. Because here, the item wasn't worth chamesh loy. L'didi Shavali made it worth chamesh loy. From matan manas la'asa, you got something that was worth chamesh loy. Aye, but you have to give it back? Okay, but you yotzi the mitzvahs nesina the first moment that you got the item that was worth chamesh loy. So since it has a full value of Chamesh Shloim, Matana Manas Lahavzir is going to work. L'didi Shavali, you're attributing value to the item that doesn't exist. That's why it's worse. That's what Tosfos says. The Chora, the whole kashuv tells you doesn't really make sense. Matan Asa, you're getting a full Messina. You're getting the item. The Teretz of Tosis is so obvious that we don't really understand what his kasha was. Why is Tosis asking a kasha? Levidi Shavali should work. It's any worse than Matan Asa. It doesn't work by Kulei Alma. It only works by Gavra Rabba. Why should Levidi Shavali be any worse than a Matan Asa? I'll tell you why it's worse. Matan Asa, you're getting a full Nesina, like the Teretz of Tosfos. What was the kasha of Tosfos? What was he asking of him? If you look at the Ritva, adds one Nakuda. Just a couple of words, but they give a little bit of a beer in what the kasha must have been. Ritva says, Afagav the Kaimelan did Matanam Naslaz even opodoi. The Hahilo Shavya Chomesh Sloim. Matanam and Aslahazu works by Pidin Aben, and that's not worth Chomesh Sloim. We call Mokam Chomesh Sloim, Shleimim Nosan Lo Vizochaba. Kevin the Kaimala, the Matanam and Aslahazu Shema Matanam. The Bailim Mikocho Chosen Vizochim Bohem. Aval Hecha the Meikar Lo Shavya Chomesh Sloim, Lo Kiyam Mitzvah Nesina Sheltar Vizebor. The reason why the Didi Shavali doesn't work is because he never had a mitzvah Nesina, because it was never worth the Chamesh Sloim. Right? If a regular person will say the Didi Shavali, it's not really worth Chamesh Sloim for him. So if there's no Shavias, then there's no Nesina. But Matanam Nasnahazir, there is a full Nesina. But you would have thought, says the Ritva, Afo gav the Kaimelan de Matanam Nasnahazir in Apodui, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if it's amanas lahachzir, if you're going to give the matana back, so it turns out you really didn't get the full shavius. The shavius is only relevant to you if you're going to be able to use the item. But if it's amanas lahachzir, you're not getting the shavius. So how does it work for Pidyon HaBen? That was the kasha of the Ritva and perhaps of Tosfos. How can matana amanas lahachzir work for Pidyon HaBen? You're not getting the full Shavius because you're going to have to give it back. So it's not worth Chamesh Sloim to you. Is it worth Chamesh Sloim? It's not worth Chamesh Sloim if you're going to have to give it back. You're not going to get the usage. So why is Levidi Shavali by Shar B'nei Adam any worse? Right? It's exactly the same. If Levidi Shavali doesn't work by Shar B'nei Adam because it's not really worth anything to the guy, Matan Manas Lahasir also shouldn't work because you're not getting the Shavius of Chamesh Sloim. So to that, the Ritva and Tosfos answer, no. But by Matan Manas Lahasir, you're doing a mitzvah Nesina. You're giving something that is worth Chamesh Sloim. You're not going to actually get the value. You're not going to be able to use the value. Right? It's not going to be a Kesef Shel Hanoah for you. But are you getting a Nesina of Chamesh Sloim? Yes, it's a full Nesina. Chiddush of Pidyon HaBen is that as long as you get that Nesina, as long as you yotzi a mitzvah Nesina, then you can fulfill the Piro'an Achov with that mitzvah Nesina. Even if you're talking not getting the usage of the Shavius. It's not going to be a Kesef Shel Ishtamshes, it's not a Kesef Shel Hanoah. You're not going to get the usage of the item, but that doesn't matter. As long as you have a mitzvah Nesina, that's fine. But the Kasha was, if it's Amanas Lahasa, then you're not getting the Shavius, so where's the Pidyon HaBen? That's the kasha of Tosfos. Kamash Mola, no. As long as you do the mitzvah Nesina, you're giving over kesef of Chamesh Sloim or shove a kesef of Chamesh Sloim to the coin, you go to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, even though you're giving it back. You might not be getting a kesef shel Hanoah, right? The coin might not be getting a kesef shel Ishtamshes, but as long as there's a mitzvah Nesina, that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, to have the Piron Achov taken care of. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just add a brief thought.